Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the day is starting with clear skies and mild temperatures, a perfect opportunity for those planning to head outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that the U.S. military has launched its 11th consecutive night of strikes against military targets in Iran. This operation aims to disrupt Tehran's capabilities, announced just an hour ago. Also, Ynet reports that former President Trump approved a civil nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia. The agreement, revealed earlier this hour, is set to involve U.S. companies in developing Saudi nuclear infrastructure. Also this hour, according to Forward, New York City Mayor Zohan Mamdani conceded that he cannot arrest Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. He urges the U.S. to enforce an international criminal court warrant. Separately, JNS reports that Danny Dannon, an Israeli envoy, has criticized Mamdani's statement, calling it a blood libel. Dannon emphasized Mamdani should focus on serving New Yorkers. And finally, JTA reports that Ed Miliband, Britain's new Jewish foreign secretary, has a complex relationship with British Jews. He supports them while advocating for increased diplomatic pressure on Israel over the Gaza conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Curtis Sliwa, a Republican nominee, accused Prime Minister Netanyahu of escalating regional conflicts. Posting just minutes ago, he stated U.S. pressure on Netanyahu is growing. Ynet Global shared news earlier today on Trump's approval of the nuclear deal with Saudi Arabia. The deal could bring significant U.S. involvement in Saudi nuclear development. Tamar Schwartzbard commented on Mamdani's statement, describing it as a futile PR stunt. She noted that Mamdani knows he lacks the authority to arrest the Israeli Prime Minister. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. military strikes, Walla reports that the U.S. Central Command is actively targeting Iranian military infrastructures. This ongoing operation reflects heightened tensions and aims to weaken Iran's military influence. The impact on regional stability remains a critical concern. Turning to the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal, Ynet details that Trump's approval could see U.S. companies playing a pivotal role in Saudi Arabia's nuclear sector. The deal, worth tens of billions, underscores the strategic relationship between the two nations. This development may affect regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, Mayor Mamdani's legal review highlights the complexities of international law. According to Forward, his call for the U.S. to enforce an ICC warrant against Netanyahu is largely symbolic. The statement has sparked a diplomatic debate on U.S.-Israel relations. In related news, JNS reports that Danny Dannon criticized Mamdani's remarks as inflammatory. Dannon insists that Mamdani should not align with what he calls Hamas's propaganda. This controversy adds to the discourse surrounding international perspectives on Israel. Finally, Ed Miliband's appointment as Britain's foreign secretary has drawn attention. JTA notes Miliband's history of supporting British Jews while advocating for tougher stances on Israel. This dual approach may influence future UK-Israel diplomatic engagements. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Rafael is showcasing its Iron Dome and Iron Beam systems at the Farnborough Air Show. The focus is on tapping into Europe's growing defense market. Separately, Ynet Business discusses inheritance disputes among Israel's wealthiest families. The report highlights ongoing struggles over asset division and suggests solutions for future conflicts. And finally, Walla Business reveals that the Knesset has approved a new import reform. This law will facilitate the entry of American standard products into Israel, aiming to boost economic ties with the U.S. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.